China.
Television drama. Conflicted Confucians. A hit show questions blind obedience to unreasonable parents.
It is no mean feat to be one of the top 10 trending hashtags on Weibo, China's equivalent of Twitter, for 20 consecutive days and counting. All is Well, a show on provincial television, which premiered on March 1st, has done just that. The show tells the story of a fictional Chinese family torn by internal conflict. The female protagonist, Su Mingyu, is barely on speaking terms with her widowed father and one of her two brothers. The father is a nagging crank who expects his two adult sons to bankroll his lavish tastes. This leads to constant bickering between the brothers, neither of whom wants to be called unfilial. Episodes of All Is Well have been streamed more than 390 million times. That exceeds the online viewership of the next most popular television series by 278 million. From The Simpsons to Game of Thrones, dramas about bickering families are common in many countries. But in China, the Communist Party prefers entertainment to be unchallenging. So the questioning of blind attachment to traditional values in All Is Well is causing a stir. Viewers are transfixed by its rare portrayal of middle-class life, warts and all. Many Chinese can relate to the Su family's troubles. The daughter holds a grudge against her father, and especially against her late mother, for having mistreated her while pampering her brothers. As a child, she was made to wash her brother's clothes. Her parents turned a blind eye when one of her brothers beat her. For many female viewers born before 1979, when China introduced a one-child-per-couple policy, changed to two in 2016, such scenes have brought back painful memories. Some have used social media to share their own tales of sexism within the family.